Home today will be Sarah Christensen. A bit note about our reading today. We're actually hearing from portions from the book of Ruth, but we're talking about the whole book of Ruth. The book of Ruth is 4 chapters long. We decided not to read all 4 chapters to you today, instead portions of it. And so you'll see a few slides that are in there to try and give you a little bit of summary as we move between the different parts of Ruth from the first chapter all the way till the end of chapter 4.
We'll be reading Ruth chapter 1 through chapter 4. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to live in the country of Moab, he and his wife and 2 sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his 2 sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her 2 sons. These took Moabites' wives, the name of the one that was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. When they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so that the woman was left without her 2 sons and her husband. Naomi heard that there was food back in Bethlehem, and Naomi decided to return back to Bethlehem, her home. She encouraged her daughter-in-laws to not go to Bethlehem with her, but to stay in Moab and go back to their families there. So she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me and more as well, if even death parts me from you." When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. So the 2 of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. And when they came to Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women said, "Is this Naomi?" She said to them, "Call me no longer Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt bitterly with me. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi when the Lord has dealt harshly with me, and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me?" So Naomi returned together with Ruth, the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, who came back with her from the country of Moab. They came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. Ruth remarries Boaz, a kinsman of her dead husband. Ruth and Boaz have a child, and Naomi is restored back to joy. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without next of kin, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than 7 sons, has borne him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him in her bosom and became his nurse. The women of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi." They named him Obed. He became the father of Jesse, the father of David. Word of God, word of life.
When I was at Princeton Seminary, one of my seminary professors would frequently say, "God comes to people through people." This short but powerful phrase has stuck with me in the almost 20 years since I have graduated from seminary. And I think it stuck with me because it rings true to my experience personally and the experience of those I've encountered, and even the story throughout Scripture, God coming to people through people. In our story today, we hear a story of Ruth. Actually, though, if we listen more closely at that first chapter that we just heard from Ruth, this is a story not of Ruth, but of Naomi. Naomi is the main character, and her life has become bitter. So much so that she wants to change her name from Naomi, which means pleasant, to Mara, which means bitter. Truly, her life has unraveled all around her. There was a famine in her hometown of Bethlehem, and so she is forced to become a refugee with her family and flee to the foreign country of Moab. While she's living in that foreign country, her husband dies, and she becomes a widow. Then, 10 years later, both of her sons die. Truly, she has lost everything. Her home, her family, her spouse, children, her friends that were back at home to support her, any source of income. She has nothing left. Her life truly is bitter. And then, God sent someone. As God comes to people through people, God sent a foreigner, Ruth, her daughter-in-law, to be the one to bring Naomi back to restoration and life. By the end of the book, we come to hear that Ruth is more valuable to Naomi than 7 sons. That's pretty impressive. And Naomi's life is no longer bitter, but instead she is called Naomi because her life is pleasant. Ruth remains faithful to the promise that she made to Naomi, a vow that many times we would associate more with marriage. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people. Your God, my God. Truly, Ruth keeps this promise to Naomi, bringing Naomi steadfast love and redemption as God comes to Naomi through Ruth. Oftentimes, we don't see in the moment how God is coming to people through people in our lives. It's only in hindsight we see it. And we see this here in the story of the book of Ruth, that it is only in years after this happens, as the son is now born to Ruth and Boaz, that we see that Naomi has been redeemed. And so I'd like to share with you some stories today that I've seen throughout these months of God coming to people through people. I'm going to share a few of my stories that I've seen, but we're going to try something a little different here on Zoom, kind of change it up a little bit. We're going to have you guys share some of your stories as well. So I'm going to talk first and share some of mine, but during this time, I want you to be thinking of stories that you have in your life, how God has come to you through another person. And after I share a few of my stories, we're going to go ahead and we're going to open up the chat feature, which we usually do at the end of service. So if you want to type kind of just a brief sentence or two about someone who has come to you in your life, or maybe a time when you came to someone else, you can type that in the chat feature. If you're a little bit more Zoom savvy, some of you are, there is an ability to raise your hand. If you want to raise your hand, we are going to unmute you, and we'll call on you and say that we're going to unmute you, and then you can share your story verbally out loud. So we're going to try that as well. If we'll kind of try those two things, or if you want to share, you can also type in the chat, I have a story to share, and then we'll call your name and unmute you as well. Pastor Joel's going to lead that part in a little bit. So I just want you to be prepared for that. But before that, I'm going to share a few stories that I've encountered over this time. So the first story that I want to share with you is this picture of a card that was sent to me from one of our members, Janice Ehlers, and it says, I'm smiling under this mask. And Janice has a ministry of mailing cards and hand-making cards. She sends them to all kinds of people. And many people have been blessed because of this ministry that she has to send people hope and joy in their difficult times or even in times of celebration. Also, she's a part of our calling team, which we have a lot of members in our church part of the calling team. And God has come to each of you through those members of our calling team. God coming to people through people. This next picture that I share with you is one that was taken 5 years ago yesterday. This is the dedication of the Sky Ranch Shower House. And you'll see a couple kids in those pictures. The reason that they're there, and they're the ones actually at the ribbon breaking, is that those are kids from Zion Sunday School. And we had our Sunday school kids raised over $500 all throughout that year to go for the shower house at Sky Ranch. And I bet when they were raising that money, they were thinking all about how they would get an awesome new shower house. But what they didn't realize was that God comes to people through people, and that their fundraising that helped to build this shower house is right now supporting firefighters who are fighting the fires here in Colorado. Because that shower house that you see is currently being used by those firefighters up fighting the Cameron Peak fire, providing them a place of rest and restoration at this time. Sometimes it takes years to see how God comes to people through people. The next picture that I share with you is a picture of a truck full of some bags of food. This food was purchased with a donation from the Zion Global Mission Team funds. And this food comes from Think Humanity. Now, some of you might recall this organization, Think Humanity. They frequently come at Christmas time and sell ornaments to here at church. Their ministry is in Uganda, and they reached out to us to share that there is an overwhelming need for food at this time. And so our global missions team responded to send money to buy food for those in need. And so there's 93 bags of food there. This will feed 31 families for a month. And on the Think Humanity Facebook page, they share the stories of all 31 families who received this food given by you, by your donations that have gone to the Zion Global Mission Team. You are coming to people through people in ways you never even know about. So here are a few of these stories. This first story is a picture of just five kids from Kaliqua, Flora. She actually has 10 children that she's caring for. Her husband died back in July. And these are not all her biological children. She actually has adopted a number of family members and people in her community whose parents have died as well. And so that's why she has 10 children that she's caring for at this time. And so your donations are helping to feed these children. The next picture is a picture of Norosko Scovia. And this there's a picture of three kids here, and the younger daughter in the picture there said that we go to sleep hungry, but now we will have food, and tonight we will go to bed full. This third picture that I share with you comes from Gimbo Joy and her son, and she says she didn't have words to express her thanks. Her husband is actually in the hospital right now. And interestingly enough, in Uganda, hospitals do not provide food to their patients. So the families have to bring food for their patients. And so she said, many times we don't have food to take him, but today, by the grace of God, you have given us food. May God bless you. And that's a blessing to you. God coming to each of these 31 families through you. God coming to people through people. These are just a few of the stories that I know about. I have lots and lots of stories I can share. But right now, it's your turn to share. So we're going to go ahead and open up the chat feature. And Pastor Joel's going to read any of those chats that you might be typing in. Or if you want to have raise your hand or share out loud, he'll call your name that he's going to unmute you.
The hand-raising feature does not seem to be up on Zoom right now. So if you would like to share something, we can unmute you if you just type in here, unmute me, or I want to share.
Justin's here with Julie, and he just shared that he comes to people through driving through Saints. So helping older people who can't get around He helps to drive them to doctor's appointments and things. So God coming to those people through Craig. Thanks for sharing that, Craig.
People are shy on Zoom. Anybody want to share anything else through Zoom? I know you
have stories. That's all right. You just continue to keep those stories, and we'll continue to reflect on those stories. I also encourage you to reflect on those stories as we hear our hymn for the day. We're going to sing, "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds." And as we're singing that, I want you to think about those stories. And if you think about it later, you can type it in the chat at the end, too. Maybe you're a little shy right now, so we'll open up the chat at the end, and you can type your stories then, too. But thinking about those stories. But here's some of the verses from "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds." It says, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The unity of heart and mind is like to that above." And verse 3, "We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear." God coming to people through people, as we hear about that sympathizing tear. And I know all of these ways you guys have come to each other. God providing people. But then in the end, God ultimately wipes away that tear from our eye, because God comes to people through people, and God comes to us through the person of Jesus, bringing us the gift of new life and salvation, eternal life in God's perfect kingdom. And so that song concludes with the fourth verse. "From sorrow, toil, and pain, and sin we shall be free, and perfect love and friendship reign through all eternity." So as we sing this song together, I invite you to reflect on these words. Blessed be the tie that binds. God coming to people through people that binds our hearts in human love, and that brings us that perfect love and friendship through all eternity.